Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. AM 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carr. The long road of national mourning for President Gerald R. Ford will end tomorrow at his burial. 21 gun salutes in Washington as Ford's casket left Andrews Air Force Base and another as it arrived home.
This is Steve Futterman in Grand Rapids. Ceremonial cannon fire greeted Mr. Ford as his body arrived here this afternoon. The final salute is taking place fittingly in his boyhood hometown. From the airport, a motorcade brought him to the Gerald Ford Museum. At the museum, Mr. Ford will lie in repose. The doors to the museum will remain open throughout the night. Then tomorrow, just outside the museum, Mr. Ford will be laid to rest.
Earlier today, the funeral at the National Cathedral.
For the 120 million Americans who were not even born when Gerald Ford was president, the funeral was a history lesson. The eulogies were delivered by friends and admirers, and that was reflected in their recollections of the man who became president after Richard Nixon resigned.
Amid all the turmoil, Gerald Ford was a rock of stability.
President Bush called the 38th president one of America's most beloved leaders. Though Gerald Ford left office, having been rejected by the American people in the 1976 election. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Is your city ready for a major emergency? Chances are, says CBS's John Harchie, the answer is no.
Only 6 of 75 U.S. cities rated, San Diego, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Washington, Columbus, Ohio, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Laramie, Wyoming, get top scores for their emergency agency's communications ability during a disaster. This according to a draft report the Associated Press obtained in advance of the release of the full study by Homeland Security. How well local emergency agencies like fire and police can talk with each other remains a problem in many cities more than 5 years after 9/11.
Denver Broncos coach Mike Shanahan spoke today about his cornerback who was killed on New Year's morning in a drive-by shooting.
You never know why God takes somebody, but I know one thing. He got somebody very special in there.
The coroner says it was a bullet in the neck that killed Darrent Williams. People are saying Austria's Manfred Michlitz is like Forrest Gump because he plans to run around the world. A 14,000-mile circuit through Europe, across China and Australia, and then the U.S. before finishing back in Vienna next New Year's Eve. It's one whole year of running. But Forrest Gump ran continuously back and forth across America for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours in the movie. Michlitz is running to raise money for orphans and abused children, so he gets the real prize and the real praise. This is CBS News.
Each and every one of us can be infected with influenza, a serious and often deadly infection. In fact, one out of every five Americans will get influenza this season. I'm Dr. Julie Gerberding, Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I'd like to encourage everyone who wants to be protected from the flu to get vaccinated this season. This is especially important for people at high risk for influenza-related complications.
A message brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend, Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First, you need a bike. Then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Teens who drink are dancing on the foul side of the law, of course, and half of them drink too much on purpose.
3 out of 4 12th graders in America say they've tried alcohol. Nearly half of all kids in high school admit to recently drinking it illegally, and most of that binge drinking. That's 5 or more drinks in a row. A concerted effort to get drunk, very drunk. Study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finding that these binge-drinking kids are more likely to have sex, get into fights, smoke cigarettes, or use drugs. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The straw goat of Gävle, Sweden, survived this year. It is a rare victory over vandals who for decades have made it a contest to get past the security and destroy the Christmas goat, typically by torching it. The giant goat goes up just before Christmas, and it's 4 stories tall. It was dismantled yesterday as opposed to extinguished. That's only the 12th time in 40 years it's made it to New Year's.
Local and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday 2007 edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And I'm assuming that you can hear me just fine, because I'm not hearing me just fine, but I think everything, oh, that got better. Thank you very much. Did you hear me welcome you to 2007, heaven in 2007? Well, I'm back. Moi, your goddess, who tried to be rested, but I'm not so sure I am. You know, time off, however much time off you have, what is it, Parkinson's Law, work expands to fill the time allotted for it. Well, time off expands to fill the time allotted for it, and you think you're going to get all this stuff done, because when you have just a day off, you get so much done. But then what happens is you just crash, and you don't get anything done. Well, you get a little bit done. So I guess that's where I am, but I am more rested, and I hope you are, and I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and a happy New Year to everybody. I hope it's filled with every good thing, blessings and magic and dazzle and all the things that we hope for. And then by the end of the year, we're also pooped out from the previous year with such a disappointment. And we're hoping again for the next year, because here's the thing. If you quit smoking, if you cut your cholesterol, you probably will add something like 6 months to your life. But if you are an optimist, you will add something like 7 years to your life. So the whole idea here is to be optimistic. Well, a girl goes away for a minute. A goddess is away for a minute. And what happens? People start conking out left and right. You've had 3 major deaths. And if you remember, we had Marilyn Johnson on, who wrote a book called The Deadbeat. She, too, collects and has written about obituaries. Well, you know that I collect obituaries. The good ones, and I find them very interesting to read because they are mini biographies of people, but I've already told you that about 5 million times. In any event, she says that deaths very often happen in threes, and this has certainly been the case. We had James Brown. We have had Gerald Ford. We have had Saddam Hussein. And I'm going to talk a little bit more. And then you had, guess what? Oh, my God. Governor Schwarzenhagel, he screwed up his leg on a skiing accident, which was an accident, rather like
like sex for one. It didn't involve anybody else. He was a klutz, Schwarzenklutz. Something happened with his ski pole, and it was underneath his ski, and he fell or took a header or he did something, and anyway, cracked his femur. And he is probably going to be at the inauguration, I would think, on crutches. The last thing he wants to be seen is in a wheelchair. What does this say about him? I have a couple of observations that I want to make as we get on to other things in our conversation today. But what does this say about Schnorzy, Schwarzenhobel, that he first of all, he's had about 3 medical incidents in the past year. He had some kind of a heart incident, and he had some kind of heart surgery a few years back. But then he had some rapid heartbeat, and he was at UC Davis getting that checked out. And then he got into a motorcycle accident and had something like 15 stitches to his lip. And now he's got a skiing accident. If you were Dr. Freud's, if you had your Deerstalker Dr. Freud hat on with a magnifying glass, what would you say? Those of you who are of a psychological, who are into recreational psychology, such as moi, your goddess, well, you might say that he's sort of self-destructive. Would you say that? There are a lot of people who walk around. There was a great cartoon character, Al Capp's cartoon, Joe Biffsbluck, and he walked around with a dark cloud over his head. So Schwarzenhobel has managed to become the governor, but you begin to wonder about his psychology. So I'm going to throw out my 35 cents worth of analysis here, and that is that why would you bulk up your body to begin with? I mean, think about this. If you were happy or content with who you were, you wouldn't need to steroid and bulk up your body to overcome whatever your insecurities were. So he does this. He bulks himself up. He becomes kind of a caricature of himself. He goes on to defy all the odds. He not only is a Mr. Bodybuilder and Mr. Whatever, all the titles, but he goes on to become an actor, even though he's got an accent as thick as goulash. And he can't really act either. His acting is about as wooden as his bulky body. But it doesn't matter. He makes a ton of money. And he marries a Kennedy, a Shriver who's a Kennedy. And he gets a lot of social cachet that way and political cachet. And then he decides to drop himself into a gubernatorial race when there was the recall going on. And he wins. And then he actually wins the last election legitimately. But fundamentally, there's some sense of insecurity. And so I think when people are insecure, what they do is they find ways to really wipe out some of their accomplishments, or at least neutralize them. It's always, I think we all have that yes and no voice going inside. You want to call it the devil if you're of a biblical persuasion or religious persuasion. You want to call it an angel. But there's always the part that wants to succeed and the part that wants to sabotage the success. And you never see it more clearly than when you're trying to lose weight or when you're trying to quit smoking or when you're trying to get off of some substance, whether it's drugs or what it is, or booze or something. So that's my take on Schnorzy or Schwarzenhobel. But here's the other thing. Is it that he doesn't want to come to terms with the fact that he's almost 60 years old? He's sort of a senior citizen. And he wants to keep doing the things that he's always done and be, you know, rev up those motorcycles. And yet he's got heart issues. And the years of steroid use have undoubtedly taken some toll on his body. Critics are blasting his million-dollar inauguration party, which is something that I talked about. There are lots of governors who are coming into office with more modest kinds of inaugurals, but not Schwarzenhobel. He's going to hobble right into some grand imperial thing. And your goddess, moi, I've been credentialed to cover the swearing-in, and that will be on Friday. So I'm going to try and get down there and be there for the swearing-in. I hope I can. I don't know what the parking situation is going to be. It might be just really horrible. But anyway, I'm going to try and be there for that. That's the plan at the moment, so that I can come back and make some snarky comments about what we have seen. I will bring you the report. But in any event, this is listen to who's going to be at the. It was going to be performing the governor's 2007 inaugural committee announced. Listen to who's going to be appearing, performing. Paul Anka, Jose Feliciano, David Foster, Jennifer Holliday, and Donna Summer, who will be joined by the 59th Army National Guard Band and local musicians and performers from Sacramento and Los Angeles are all going to participate. Now, some of these people, I'm afraid, I don't know, but the ones that I do are sort of seniors themselves. I mean, I didn't know they were still alive. I have not heard about Jose Feliciano for 5,000 years. And Paul Anka and Donna Summer. When is the last time Donna Summer had a hit? Why are these people? I mean, this is like a Geezer's Performing Hall of Fame. 349-1320. Oh, I forgot to give you the numbers. 866-626-1320. So here are the numbers. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Or we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. 1320leftchannel.com. And at any time, your homework assignment remains from year to year that you're supposed to tell four people every single day that AM 1320 is here, that Enid Live is here, that Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort are here. And that's your job. So if you like what you're hearing, and you know, your goddess was driving around during these hours and listening to radio, and I have to tell you, you know, some days it was a little bit on the thin side. 349-1320 went while I was off, you see. So I even missed myself. I thought, gosh, what is there to listen to here? Well, I'm not trying to diss the competition too much. But anyway, so here is who's appearing at the governor's inaugural. Paul Anka, Jose Feliciano, and Donna Summer are three of the big names an original, Broadway's original dream girl, Jennifer Holliday, is going to be singing. And, I mean, do you think they could have gotten people who are, you know, have had a hit recently? What do you think? Am I being too snarky about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. But in any event, Schnartzy Schwarzenhobel is planning to celebrate his reelection with a two-day Hollywood-style party that will cost over $1 million, drawing criticism from advocates for consumer and taxpayer rights. The centerpiece of the extravaganza will be the former action movie star's swearing-in on Friday in front of about 3,000 guests at Sacramento's Historic Memorial Auditorium, where guitarist and singer Jose Feliciano will perform the national anthem. The official event will be preceded by a swanky private dinner for big political donors the night before, and it will be followed by a spate of luncheons and a gala ball featuring singers Donna Summer and Paul Anka, entertaining guests who will pay at least $500 each to attend. And if you were Chevron or PG&E or a Blue Cross of California, you were paying $50,000 in order to get a couple of tickets. He's not allowing his broken thigh, Schwarzenhobel, to interfere with the festivities. He said that he's looking forward to the event, even if it means I have to walk into my swearing-in ceremony on crutches. Well, not if. He's going to have to walk into a swearing ceremony on crutches, I would think, wouldn't he? Anybody who's an orthopod out there and you want to tell me about what he has had and what it means? But in any event, but with the cost of the parties being met by donors, critics claim that the events will leave the governor indebted to organizations that will be affected by his administration. The Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights said the parties were being funded by an inauguration slush fund that offered secret access to the governor and legislators. The governor's staff insists, however, that he will not be swayed, and if he does, he breaks the other femur as he collapses, by the donations, which save taxpayers' expense. Schwarzenegger acts in what he believes to be the best interest of the people of California. Those who contribute do so because they believe in his vision for the future of the state. What do you think about that? What do you think about this lineup of the ancient who are going to be performing? No knock on age and wisdom, but, you know, it's got a funny musty odor to it, really. An inauguration that's going to cost over $1 million. Is that appropriate, especially when you have to go with your handout to these big corporations to get $50,000 and it's, for a couple of tickets, $50,000. And the big ones forked it over because, of course, it gives them some access. And they say, oh, no, we're just doing this because we're kind. Well, if they're so kind, for example, the big insurance, Blue Cross of California. Let me tell you something about these big insurers. They will cut you off left and right, even if you really don't have anything wrong with you. There are cases, and the LA Times just reporting on this, that if you had jock itch, jock itch. That is considered a prior existing condition. If you had childhood asthma, forget about it. They will cut you loose. They are looking for any hangnail. But if Arnold says to them, you know, you got an extra $50,000 you can give me, I'd like to have that $50,000, then I'll tell you what, they're right there. When you say, you know, once I had jock itch, your goddess didn't have jock itch. I don't think I'm the right sex for that. But if you say you had jock itch and you fill that out on your form, they're going to deny you any kind of coverage. Does it only cost $50? They won't cover it. But for $50,000, they're right there for Schnortzy, Schwartz and Hobble. 349-1320, 866-26-1320, Charlie and Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charlie.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and to you.
Since Paul Anka's last album was a bunch of, like, 70s and 80s hits, you might be able to see Gubernator Shyskov boogieing down to something like Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, that ought to be worth the price of admission right there.
He can't boogie, though. He's on crutches.
he can boogie on one leg. He's immortal.
Yes, undoubtedly.
Can I request an author for this year?
Yes, you can request away.
Karen Armstrong?
Who's Karen Armstrong?
She wrote, The Battle for God, Jerusalem, One City, Three Faiths. She's a... one of the high points of my life of 2006 was finding Karen Armstrong as a writer. She's basically a religious historian.
Okay, I'll look into her.
Yeah, and she's probably going to be on tour. She's got a new book out. So,
well, let's just see what I'm not familiar with her work, but I'll look into her work.
Look into it. I think it'd be
Are you her publicist, Charlie?
No, I'm just a fan.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much. We're always looking for suggestions, and that's a good one. So thanks, Charlie. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here's what we've got on the table here. What does it mean when in just 1 year's...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
I drove around for the last week, and it was pretty much insane. Nothing has changed. Northbound Cap City Freeway, El Camino Avenue. We have a two-car crash, northbound 65, just north of Pleasant Grove, Missouri Flat Road at eastbound 50. No hit and runs today, though. Excellent New Year's resolution. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
This is a test.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
to understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
To Enid now,
3:26 on the Tuesday, Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, the inaugural 2007 edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and you can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We're talking about the inauguration. We're talking about Arnold, who's hobbling into his first full term, and he is he's had three medical emergencies in the past year. Does that mean he's self-destructive, or does that mean he's so egotistical he thinks he can do what he did when he was 20 years younger? Is it appropriate to have an inauguration that is so imperial that it costs more than $1 million to put on, and the talent for it is musty? None of these people have had a hit in about 30 years. We looked, and 72 for one, and 75 for maybe Donna Summers, and I don't know when Paul Anka.
It's the morning retort. Although, with...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Nothing good is going to come out of it. And I heard Don Parada talking about his plan to the extent that it's formed, and it's not fully formed, and it sounds horrible. It's going to put a huge burden on small employers. If you are somebody who could get that presently among the uninsured, what it sounded like, it was going to be very expensive for you to come onto the system. I mean, they're all trying to dance around these big insurers, and that's not what has to happen. What has to happen is universal and single-payer health coverage. That's what has to happen, and then everybody's covered. It's way cheaper than the system we have now. Right now, we spend more money per person, and we get less health care for it than I think any other country in the world. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So, a girl goes out of town, or the goddess is off for a few days, and everybody conks out. You got James Brown, adios. Adios to Gerald Ford, and adios to Saddam Hussein. What I want to say about Gerald Ford is, and I want your thoughts about Gerald Ford here. Some people think he's being portrayed as a very, very decent man. Now, he could have had a much more imperial funeral, unlike Schwarzenhobel, who wants to have this grand imperial kind of inauguration. Gerald Ford could have had a far more imperial funeral than he did, and they wanted to reduce those touches. They wanted a much more... something that was lower key. And I can understand that. And I'm glad that that's what he did. A friend of mine said that she thought Gerald Ford was the luckiest man in the world. That he didn't want the presidency. It just sort of came his way. He did pardon Nixon. What's coming out is that he and Nixon had a far closer relationship than people realized. And what is also coming out with Gerald Ford is that Bob Woodward interviewed him, series of interviews that the ground rules were that they were not to be published, the information in the interview was not to be published until Ford died. So it was to be published posthumously. And it turns out that Jerry Ford had some awful, he thought that the Iraq War was wrong. He didn't have good things to say about it. But he kept quiet because he was a team player. The fact that Ford embargoed until after his death an interview he gave Washington Post writer Bob Woodward in 2004 is proof of his reticence. But he expressed his displeasure at Bush's Iraqi policy, and his displeasure was real. He seems to have had mixed feelings about publicly airing his displeasure. He had to have known that once deceased, he would not be able to go on TV or issue statements clarifying or embellishing, according to the news cycles, what he had told Woodward. He knew that he would be stuck with what he said, and a lot of people think that's character. Would it have been more character for him to have said something about it when he saw that it was a policy that was a failed policy? Instead of keeping his mouth shut and being a team player, and, you know, Chevy Chase used to portray Ford as a big klutz, kind of like Schwarzenklutz, our governor, who's getting klutzier and klutzier as he, you know, and his hair is getting oranger and oranger as he refuses to acknowledge that he's not getting any younger, and if he's lucky, he will get older. And even the lineup for the inauguration is stuck in about the same time frame. You know what they say about some women? You've seen some older women who got a great hairdo 30 years ago, and they're never going to change it. Or as Ann Richards used to say, her hairdo was blessed by the Pope, and she wasn't going to change it at all. Well, it's like people have like Schwartz and Klutz's makeup and hair are this shade of, it was chestnut, now verging on orange, that are not colors found in nature. And it was like Goldie Hawn in First Wives. You know, the older she got as an actress, the more she had collagen injections in her lips, and she was starting to look very weird indeed. Well, you've got that with an imperial. We have an imperial governor who has imperial pretensions, even as he has to hobble into them. But here you have Ford, who was a modest man, portrayed as klutzy. In fact, he was pretty bright. He went to Michigan, my school, the University of Michigan. Grand Rapids is not very far from my hometown and my place in the land that time forgot. So there's probably big doings back there. And He was also, I was told, in the top 4% of his law school class at Yale. So he was obviously a very bright man. But did he have a responsibility? Now, if you're a former president, I guess they have like the former president's club, unwritten rules where you don't diss the current president because you're not privy to all the information and everything that's going on. But did he have a responsibility to speak out? Or was the better part of valor and honor to keep quiet, give the interview to Woodward, have it published posthumously? Is that the way you cut it down the middle? What are your thoughts about that? I think he would have displayed more courage if he had spoken out. A former president, a Republican, a man known for his modesty and his moderate demeanor, or as Churchill, what did somebody said to Winston Churchill that so-and-so was modest, and Churchill fired back. Yes, he said, and he has much to be modest about. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Tuesday, Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Some collisions we have going on at Watt Avenue at Air Base Drive. There's a two-car crash. Driver go to Elkhorn Boulevard, Missouri Flat Road at eastbound 50 and US 50 just east of Kybert's, and there's a three-car crash over there. That is stopping things down on 50. Looks like emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, AT.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm back. Your goddess is back from a few days off and kind of sort of rested. And hope you had a wonderful holiday. And we're talking about a number of things. We're talking about the imperial inauguration of Schwarzenklotz. And we and we are also talking about Gerald Ford. And it turns out that he gave an interview that was to be embargoed until his death to Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. Remember, the very Bob Woodward who is a sucky, sucky, suck-up. When he realized that it was over for Bush, then he could write something that was more honest. But in order to get access, he couldn't, where are the knee pads? He couldn't kiss Bush's behind enough. But in any event, Gerald Ford felt that the Iraq policy was a failed policy. He was displeased about it. And everybody is saying what a fine man Gerald Ford was. And if you are an ex-president, I would imagine that you hesitate to criticize a sitting president. But didn't he have a responsibility to speak out? As a Republican, as a moderate, as somebody who had garnered a lot of respect over the years, despite Chevy Chase's portrayal of him. 349-1320 was actually a pretty good athlete. Mike in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Happy New Year, Enid.
Happy New Year, Mike.
This is Gerald Ford supported the Vietnam War in that he wanted to increase the funds to support the government that we had set up in Vietnam. So if he had spoke out, you know, during against the Iraq War, he could have caused more soldiers to die, and it would have looked kind
of. How would he have caused more soldiers to die? And if you just because you have advocated for one war that you find out is a failure, he may not have known what a failure it was at the time. That maybe gives you more credibility and more wisdom on the subject to speak out when you see something that is has that same failure marked all over it.
Well, I think that that. Supporting democracy like we did in Vietnam against communism and here in Iraq where we've set up a free government is a good thing. Now, even though it's...
So wait a minute. Let me see if I've got this right, Mike. So Iraq is a success and Vietnam was a success. They were both successful.
They are both fighting against a major enemy of ours, which is... Islamic fundamentalism. We've already set up a government. That was a success. But now we have to keep it free from those who want to steal the right to vote away from the people who have already voted.
Wait. No, I'm still not following you, Mike. You think that Iraq is a success and you think that Vietnam, they are both successful?
We have success. It was a good
so we should fight. Send. We need to send more people in. We need to do that surge that that
yes,
Dickie wants.
If I lived in Iraq, I would want more American troops helping to fix what we have broken.
But we have broken and we haven't fixed anything. We've only made everything worse. Well, you want to sign up? How old are you, Mike?
I am 36 years old.
You're just the right age. They'll take you.
My sister is going for a second tour of duty.
Well, forget about your sister. What about you?
No, I'm not going. I've had enough of the Army.
Wait. You're not going to go, but you want somebody else's children to go on this
They're
mission.
They're all volunteers. I volunteered. And
yeah, but you're not volunteering for this one. You don't want to go.
I'm not volunteering for this one.
Yeah, why not?
because I've already done my service to the country, my sister, and most of the members of my
brother. This is so important, and this is such a success in your view. I would think that you would want to be part of
it's
the liberation
freedom.
Effort.
The people are free now, but now we have to keep them free.
How and free are they? They don't have any electricity most of the time. The place is a complete mess. They are fleeing left and right. We are providing virtually no political asylum for them, very, very, very little. How free are they? They're at the you've got militias, you've got a civil war going on. This is freedom, as far as you're concerned, Mike?
Well, in America,
It looks better. It's too bad we can't resurrect Saddam. It looked better under him.
Do you really believe that Iraq would be better with Saddam?
Well, it was better for us when he was running the show.
Saddam would be
win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Maybe he slept through the meetings. I don't know, but he sat on a bunch of boards.
That's kind of how that works. It's more, you want his name on there, and it's more an honorary thing. Yeah, I can just my personal experiences. I understand what you're saying, but my take back then was that very tired, very old, very retired, and he knows as well as the rest of us know, except Mike, who's completely delusional. But that these people would have come after him. His legacy would have been, and I'm not saying, you're weighing that against 3,000 people dead for no reason and thousands.
What would have been the upside and what would have been the downside? So you're saying, had he spoken out, he would have violated probably an unwritten former president's rule, which is you don't comment on the sitting president.
Well,
I don't know if that is a rule, but it sort of seems like it probably is.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If he were a younger man, Bill Clinton, I've been disappointed that he's kind of, for quite a while, when the Bush's popularity rating was really up there.
Well, he's positioning
Poppy and things for Indonesian flood tsunami relief and New Orleans. And I guess he kind of bit his tongue and said, hey,
But he's also positioning his wife, whose poll results over the holidays were pretty disappointing.
Well,
matter of fact,
there's a reason too. She's a carpetbagger and a person that we don't need somebody in there right now who's going to replace Bush, who has her kind of a poll watching scruples, as I call them.
All right. So, bottom line, if they had gone after Gerald Ford, how would they have done that? In retaliation.
Right now, just by saying he was a nobody, he was not an elected president. He only spent 2 years in office. He lost to Jimmy Carter, who most people would argue was a somewhat weak contender.
you know, now they're making him out to be, you know, the state funeral. We're getting really weird with these state funerals, I think, in terms of making, you know, making them very big and drawn out. I was really surprised.
It takes everybody's mind off of what's really going on, which is there's a lot of tragedy going on. And I think maybe my friend's mom was right when she said Gerald Ford has to be the luckiest man in the world.
How's that?
Well, because, you know, he just sort of fell into these things.
Well, I think he was lucky in the sense that, you know, he wasn't a fan. You know, he was one of those people, like I would say Colin Powell is, somebody who got to the top because they weren't offensive to enough people. You know what I'm saying? There's a sort of mediocrity rises to the top kind of thing where if you just play your cards right, and I don't mean any disrespect to the former president, and I'm not a Republican and wasn't, you know, I haven't ever been, but... He had integrity, so I don't mean to be besmirching him. I was just trying to add my two cents that he was very, even when I saw him a few times in the late 1980s, very, very tired.
How is it that you saw him?
Very, very, excuse me?
How is it that you saw him?
Oh, I saw him, and I was a messenger, really. I mean, I just didn't, you know, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to get into any detail, but it, just to say that I didn't have any protracted dealings with him, but I thought, wow, you know, this is a man who's very, my impression of him was very tired, very old. On the other hand, I did run into Ronald Reagan once while he was in office. Ford was, you know, not in office when I ran into him, but Ronald Reagan did have, and I never liked Reagan at all, but he would walk into the room, and he definitely had that kind of showbiz charisma, you know.
Well, and he had a kind of bravo vigor. Jared, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you very much, and thanks for finding us again. I really appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Vaughn and Sack, quickly, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, hi, Enid. Hey, they named a place in Oklahoma after you, didn't they?
Yeah, in my dreams. I once made a detour, a 1,000-mile detour.
There's an Enid in Oklahoma.
I know it, and they know, and in that town, they know how to spell Enid and pronounce it, and I once made a 1,000-mile detour so you could get a picture of me under the sign that says, you are now entering Enid, but there never was a sign that said that, so.
Oh, I thought there was. Hey, I've got a great reply from Mike. I think Bushy or Dickie, however you call him, I think he ought to be sending his daughters to Kuwait. It's so important to all these rights guys. Why don't they send the daughters? And while they're at it, why don't they let my grandson come home? He's on his third tour.
Oh, that would be a good thing. Vaughn, I thank you very much, and we're wishing your grandson well. Yeah.
Enid, who's going to be the last person to die in Iraq? Remember when John Kerry
for a mistake.
The last person to die for this terrible war on oil.
For a mistake. Vaughn, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have got lows tonight looking right around 37. Highs coming up near 57 and our traffic, Ergot Road at Hillsdale Boulevard. We have a two-car crash. North Bend 99 at Arno Road, Watt Avenue at Air Base. And ooh, that's about it. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've been.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's all about you.
At Cash Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed!
We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. 349-1320. Let's go quickly to the phones and to Mike in Orangevale. Hi, Mike. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Enid, is this a great country or what? I mean, now we can send our sisters to go up and fight for us. I think, don't tell me that feminists have got it all wrong, boy. This is just great, you know. You know, the other thing I wanted to comment on was the governor's inaugural, you know. You were talking about Donna Summer and Jose Feliciano.
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka. Well, okay.
And Paul Anka.
All
yeah.
Right. Well, sign me up. Yeah, it could have been worse. We could have had an Oompah band or Jim Nabors and the Kennedys, but I guess.
But they could have brought back Lawrence Welk.
Well, they could have channeled Kate Smith. They could have kind of that far.
But I mean, Lawrence Welk still lives on public television.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Cathedral in Washington. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman begins our coverage.
Gerald Ford returned to his boyhood home for the last time today. The man who grew up in Grand Rapids came back to be laid to rest. As his body arrived one more time, they played Hail to the Chief. Tonight, the citizens of Grand Rapids are paying their respects, walking past Mr. Ford's flag-draped casket as he lies in repose in the lobby of the Gerald Ford Museum. On the wall just above the casket, a giant replica of the presidential seal. Tomorrow, the salutes come to an end. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Washington's farewell to Gerald Ford will be remembered as a tribute to the 38th president's modesty and humility. Two presidents named Bush also recalled his decisive role in the wake of Watergate.
He made the tough and decent decision to pardon President Nixon, even though that decision probably cost him the presidential election.
Few, if any, of our public leaders could have stepped into the breach and rekindled our national faith, as did President Gerald R. Ford.
The day of mourning saw a sad reunion of all of the nation's living former presidents in tribute to Gerald Ford. Peter Mayer, CBS News, at the Washington National Cathedral. Now this.
Time to get organized. Office Depot has great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets, and shredders. Plus over 800 calendars and planners. So hurry in and get organized today. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot.
This week, buy one, get one free on select plastic storage. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
The Plain States are slowly recovering from their second paralyzing blizzard of the season. In some places, the snow drifts are as high as rooftops. National Guard helicopters are dropping emergency food packets for snowbound people and bales of hay for cattle. Colorado Agriculture Commissioner Don Ament says the targeting has to be precise.
You go for miles and miles of snow, 3 foot, 4 feet deep, and cattle can't move in it, so you can't just drop this hay anywhere.
If the animals don't get food soon, they could die. In the event of an emergency, would your local government have effective communication? Not likely, says a federal report coming out tomorrow. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has an advanced look.
Only 6 of 75 U.S. cities rated, San Diego, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Washington, Columbus, Ohio, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Laramie, Wyoming, get top scores for their emergency agency's communications ability during a disaster. This according to a draft report the Associated Press obtained in advance of the release of the full study by Homeland Security. How well local emergency agencies like fire and police can talk with each other remains a problem in many cities more than 5 years after 9/11.
The number of U.S. military deaths in Iraq rose to 3,004 today. And as bad as that is, the toll on Iraqis is far worse. Officials in Baghdad say nearly 14,000 civilians, police officers, and soldiers were killed in 2006. For parents, an eye-opening report on teenagers and their drinking habits. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor has details of a new government survey.
3 out of 4 12th graders in America say they've tried alcohol. Nearly half of all kids in high school admit to recently drinking it illegally, and most of that binge drinking. That's 5 or more drinks in a row. A concerted effort to get drunk, very drunk. Study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finding that these binge-drinking kids are more likely to have sex, get into fights, smoke cigarettes, or use drugs. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Here.
And now, Eat Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ow, ow, ow.
Live, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Your homework assignment is to tell four people every single day, and you don't even have to know them, that Enid Live exists. Oh, all right, tell three people. That'll do it. Three people every single day that Enid Live exists from 3 to 7, that AM 1320 exists, that they can get some really terrific radio on AM 1320, Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort, everybody, Al and Randy and all kinds of really first-class programs. Here. So let people know, because I think a lot of people still don't know that we are here, particularly if I think some people have just given up completely on talk radio because all that's remaining to them is conservative talk, so they're not even surfing. And we are here. Our arms are open, waiting to embrace you. You can also email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, one word with numbers, 1320 left channel, one word, .com. And you can call me. It's always toll free. It doesn't cost you a penny to weigh in. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. 866-626-1320. We have been talking about Schwartz and Klutz's inauguration, which is going to cost over $1 million. A lot of state governors have decided to be more moderate in what they're going to spend. It's not coming out of his pocket. It is coming at the from these huge corporate donors, some of whom are paying $50,000 apiece. Some of them in big insurers, which if you have a prior existing condition like Djokic, and I'm not kidding about the Djokic part, you could be denied insurance. They're looking for any reason at all, and sometimes there are no reasons at all, where they deny you health coverage. But they're right out there, happy to fork over $50,000 to Schwartz and Klutz as he hobbles into his own swearing-in ceremony. Your goddess has been credentialed, so I'm hoping to be at the swearing-in on Friday, if I can find a parking place. And to add insult to injury, if you paid $50,000 for the ball and everything, you know who's going to entertain you? Paul Anka, Jose Feliciano, and Donna Summers. None of these people have had a hit since, I think, the mid-70s, maybe. I mean, I don't want to be too snarky about it, because show businesses can be very, very dicey. But, gee, this is a list of... this is the list of the creaky and the musty in terms of entertainment. So why didn't they get somebody more current? Somebody who's really more recently had a is it nobody would volunteer? Is it that all the current stars are either apolitical or the Democratic? I don't know. Just a thought. But here it is. It's costing over $1 million. There will be no press allowed at the ball, although they are working on pool coverage. So maybe in a democracy we'll still get to know what goes on there. And I wonder what your thoughts are about this. And meanwhile, Schwarzenhobel has, this is his third medical incident in slightly over a year. So is it that he's fundamentally self-destructive? I mean, who else would bulk up their bodies? If you felt good about yourself as you were, you wouldn't be pumping yourself full of steroids and pumping iron at the same time. Is he fundamentally self-destructive, and or is he unwilling to come to terms with the fact that he's almost 60 years old? And he has had heart surgery, and he's had a history of steroid use. So in one accident, it was a biker accident on a motorcycle where he took 15 stitches, and turns out he wasn't legally licensed to drive that motorcycle. And then he had a rapid heartbeat and stomach flu incident and wound up at UC Davis for, some sort of whatever. And then he just stood there in a collision with nobody. It's kind of like masturbation, which is sex for one. It was an accident for one. He stood there and he, managed the Austrian oak, toppled over. He toppled himself over and took a real, a hit to his femur. Well, when they talk about screws and cables, that does not sound like a perky picture. So is he unwilling to accept his own mortality, or the fact that as he gets older, his hair gets more orange? You know, it's like you're living in the past. You don't want to, you're still driving a 65 Falcon 349. 1320, your father's Oldsmobile, your grandfather's Oldsmobile. We're also talking about the funeral of, people die in threes a lot, big names, even small names. Well, they die in greater multiples than threes, but big names often die in threes. So James Brown, Gerald Ford, and Saddam Hussein, and I'll get to Saddam Hussein in a moment, but Gerald Ford was interviewed by Bob Woodward And the ground rules of the interview were that the interview would be embargoed until Gerald Ford's death, so it would be published posthumously. And essentially, Ford expressed displeasure with Bush's Iraqi policy and what was going on in Iraq. And my question is that Ford is being portrayed as a very decent man, and he was a very decent man, smarter than I think we think he was. He, a friend of mine tells me he was in the top fourth percentage of his Yale Law School class, so that would be pretty smart. He went to the University of Michigan, which is my school, and that's a pretty wonderful school, although he was a football player, and I think football players typically get special dispensation. But even though Chevy Chase portrayed him as klutzy, he was a pretty bright guy, but a very decent guy. A friend's mom says he was probably the luckiest guy in the world because he didn't really want the presidency. One of you called in to say the fact that he was sort of, you know, middle of the road, mediocre, didn't want it is maybe why he got it. He was least offensive to anybody. And as part of that, I think if you were a former president, you don't want to be second-guessed. If you're a sitting president, you certainly don't want to be second-guessed by a former president. So there's probably, I would imagine, some unwritten former president's rule where you don't have the same information that the sitting president has, and you keep your mouth shut. So he did not really criticize Dickey, and he should have. My view is he should have. He should have said this was a bad policy. Now, some of you said if he had, they would have gone after him. Well, they might have. But morally speaking, was he a better person for being a team player and keeping his mouth shut, doing it so that his views would be known after his death, when there could be no clarifications issued by his office, nobody to clarify what the quotes were, nobody to talk about it at all, but that he would get his view out without doing so while he was still alive and rocking the boat? Is that the smarter way with more finesse? Or when you know something is as awful and has failed as our Iraq policy and the war in Iraq, do you speak out so that more lives are not lost, so that maybe you would have get some traction to begin to reverse things? Well, it's possible that nothing he would have said would have reversed anything. You have the Iraq study group, and that hasn't reversed Dickey on anything. He wants to send more people in. And in a survey that has been taken by, I think, the military, they don't want a surge. They think this is really a horrible, this is a horrible business, Iraq, and they think that this is something that we don't want to commit more people to. 349-1320, 866-626. A minority of troops, only a minority, supports the surge. So here's my question. We're talking about the imperial inauguration of Schwartz and Klutz. We are talking, and is he self-destructive, or is he just simply unwilling to come to terms with the fact that he's not 25? Or is it some combination of the two as his makeup and hair get more and more orange? You notice that? Soon he'll be more Botoxed. He will be able to register less expression than presently. I'm surprised they have credentialed moi, your goddess, but I'll be there, I think, for the swearing in anyway. And this $1 million-plus party where they're getting all the money from corporations doing business with the state of California, how seemly is that? And we're talking about Gerald Ford. Should he have spoken out when he was still alive? Would it have carried any weight? Or would they have said, you know, he's a doddering 93-year-old man, screw him, he pardoned Nixon? I mean, what would have been the outcome? Or was this the way of more finesse? I think he should have said something, but there is something to be said for finesse. Aaron in Roseville, hi, you're live with Enid.
I want to point out, Enid, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Listen, before he became president, he had seen Nixon, before he left, pardon everyone that had, you know, in the Watergate affair, the Watergate crimes, plural, he pardoned them all. He had gotten, Cheney was part of this, was either chief of staff or part of this staff that he had as vice president, or was part of Nixon. Someone will have to Google that and find out.
No, Cheney and Rummy, I think, were both a part of his staff.
Were both part of that. So look what he had around him. All those guys, G. Gordon Liddy, who was already out to blow up Brookings Institute, whether or not it killed anybody or not, because they thought there was a copy of the Pentagon Papers in there, who had burgled the psychiatrist's office. All these criminals who had been convicted into prison, Nixon had let loose, and he had Cheney and Rumsfeld right there with him. I think he gave that serious consideration about what he was going to do.
I'm not getting to your point, though. So cut to the chase, Aaron, and tell me, what is your point about this?
I think that he knew that he was in much more danger than any of us realized.
What do you mean in danger?
Look what these people have done to our country. They've done to people who work for the CIA.
I'm not getting your point. Are you saying Ford didn't speak out because he thinks they would have trashed him if he had? Is that what you're talking about?
I think that he knew that there were enough people that were let loose who would be willing to do anything to punish him, his family.
What would they do to him? He was 93 years old.
What did they do with the wife of the guy that came out and said there wasn't any
Martha Mitchell. Martha Mitchell, are you talking about?
No, not Martha Mitchell. I'm talking about Valerie Plame and her husband. The husband came out and said there wasn't any yellow.
Right. So you're saying he didn't talk because he thinks they would have come after him. Is that what you're saying?
I think he would have had to give serious consideration. He was
Which would have been the higher moral ground, to be a team player or to speak out? What's the higher moral ground? Aaron, tell me in four words, the higher moral ground, to speak out or to be the team player?
It would have taken tremendous bravery, knowing he could not protect his family, for him to have come
Well,
out.
You're making a lot of assumptions, but there are some people who feel as you do. Let's see how people respond to that, and I do thank you for the call. Aaron thinks that if he had spoken out, that he would have gotten retaliated against. He might have gotten some retaliation. He might have. I don't know what they would have said. He's doddering. He's 93. He's got some dementia. I don't know what they would have done. They wouldn't have wanted to hear it. I don't know what his kids do and in what way that his kids' lives could be somehow... their careers could be somehow...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
In some cases has been threatened. So that and it has happened that when that person does testify, they are shortly murdered. Or they are murdered before the testimony takes place. If you were facing something like that, would you think twice about it?
I don't know. I'm in such agony over this war that I just think that I would just do just about anything, even face an irate neighbor or something, you know. I don't know about facing the firing squad, but it seems so many people are facing the firing squad everywhere. Anyway, our guys and those people.
Emily, I think you made a really good point about turning in drunk drivers, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sam, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Enid. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year. I'm going to take issue with the young lady that was on a few minutes ago. You know, would he have been intimidated and blah, blah, blah? Maybe. But, you know, unfortunately, we have too many people in this country that are caught up in the game of politics, and what we really need right now are some statesmen. You know, I'm one of these people, I subscribe to the school of theory that we had two people out there that could have stopped this before it was started. One of them was Tony Blair, and the other was Colin Powell. And neither one of them spoke up.
Colin Powell whored himself out for my money. I will never regard him in the same way. He now he's trying to clear up his reputation. But I'm sorry, he really pimped for the administration. And he knew that the intelligence was manipulated.
And I couldn't.
And Tony Blair, his own, you know, the country, the newspapers refer to him as Bush's poodle. That he's just sort of a lapdog.
You know, and I couldn't agree more. Powell has way too much blood on his hands. But as far as the Ford legacy, I want to talk about this. First of all, I'm one of these people who's under the impression that had he done what he was supposed to do at the time, we might not be dealing with what we're dealing with now. And to say that the country didn't have the stomach for it or blah, 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 the healing, if it was really about the healing, then the guys who were over in Canada should have been pardoned.
All right, so give me the scenario. If he had not pardoned Nixon, then what?
Well, you go through with it, and we might not be dealing with a bunch of crooks right now. And if you were going to pardon them, then you should have pardoned the guys who decided not to go to Nam and go to Canada. If it was really about the healing. Now, one more thing about the pardon. I believe it was an illegal pardon because you can't pardon somebody who's never had formal charges brought against them. Without formal charges, there is no pardon, and those charges were never even allowed to be brought or read in public. So I don't know. I think the one thing the guy did do good on was inflation. It was 10% when he took office. It was 4% when he left. But beyond that, I don't give the guy a whole lot of credit for anything.
Right guy at the right time, I guess, or sort of a fill-in. It's a kind of a temp prez. Sam, I thank you.
Can I mention one more thing to you?
Quick.
If I had to follow Spiro Agnew, and then I had the disgrace Spiro Agnew, and then I had to follow the disgrace Richard Nixon, I'd probably look pretty good, too.
Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and we have a line open, 349-1320. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow-moving traffic we do have. Southbound 99 just past Fruit Ridge Road. Westbound 50 at Mesa Field, Sunrise Boulevard at Sunset, Wilerga Road at Tarleton, and Watt Avenue at Air Base, all 2 and 3 car crashes. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Oh, hi. How are you?
The morning.
New rule. Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Whipped cream and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com. Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky, lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. Nothing's going to change. Is that what he said? That's like Iraq policy. Send more troops in. Nothing's going to change. We'll make them gay this time. Well, that's one way of solving the homosexual problem in this country. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tom in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Enid. I love your show. You've always got great topics.
Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to comment on the gays in the military and my personal experience. I was in the Navy in the early 80s, and I was a master at arms on board our destroyer, and I witnessed two incidents to give your audience a difference. We had two gentlemen performing sex with each other get caught, and they were removed from the ship within minutes. We had another gentleman who stabbed somebody with a knife. It took a couple days to get him off the ship.
That shows you the priority. And did you ever see a heterosexual couple having sex with each other, and then how long did it take them to get thrown out?
Well, that went on all the time behind closed doors. If you could get a girl from overseas into a room, and that was fine. But I do believe that the military is very good at following orders. If the commander-in-chief gives the order, they'll follow it.
Oh,
that's what he ought to do.
I think it is all, listen, we are decimated in our translators and in a lot of our intelligence and a lot of military intelligence because a lot of people were forced to quit because of this policy. So you really want the best brains you can get doing anything that the country needs done. And yeah. It shouldn't be a matter of What is your sexual orientation? It should be a matter of, all right, can you handle the job? Are you bright enough to do it? Can you add to what we need? That really should be the barometer.
So I also believe that homophobia is just really a lack of your own awareness of your own sexual identity.
I think it's insecurity. I think the homophobia is that people who are homophobic feel that they might be gay, and so they project it outward to be angry at anybody who is gay.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it, all these pastors who've been resigning left and right because they've been caught out in the act of having gay lovers as they are preaching against, preaching of this, quote, sin of homosexuality. Turns out that they're just trying to exorcise something that they can't deal with from their own lives.
Well, my 5-year-old son loves to dress up in dresses with little girls' clothes, and you know what? I love him no matter what he does.
Well, he is your son, and you're going to love him no matter what he does, and maybe it's just a phase.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
It doesn't matter
sometimes
at all.
Sometimes it's hard for me.
Oh, well.
He sounds exactly. Like, that's my problem.
He's a 5-year-old kid. He's going wherever his interests lead him.
That's right.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So, John Shalikeshvili, now that it's safe.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
An Edwards Hillary ticket? What is a ticket that would be the magic ticket for the Democrats in 2008. Democratic presidential contender John Edwards says it is more important to invest in universal health care and lifting people out of poverty than to reduce the budget deficit. Let me tell you something that Paul Krugman, who is an economist, and I like to quote him a lot. He writes for the New York Times, and I believe he teaches economics at Princeton. And he says, think twice about paying down the deficit. And here's his thinking on this. Clinton was really smart about paying down. You know, it's the economy, stupid. Clinton paid down the deficit. And what did it do? It enabled a spendthrift, somebody who blew money like crazy, like Dickey did, who blew money as much as he blew blow, as one of you said, inhaled half of Peru up his nose. Because he had no deficit coming in, he had a surplus, he just spent like crazy. So now we're in terrible deficits. And what Krugman is arguing, and you tell me what you think about this, if the Democrats clean that up and reduce the deficits you enable this, the next, you know, Republican to come in and throw money around. That's what you're doing. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Krugman is also saying that Americans spend more on health care per person than anyone else, almost twice as much as the French, whose medical care is among the best in the world. Yet we have the highest infant mortality and close to the lowest life expectancy of any wealthy nation. How do we do it? And he talks about, and I have the piece, and this is in the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times has got a story in about, let's see, here is, let me see if I can find it. There are a lot of people that the insurance companies are calling uninsurable. Here's one. A guy who had a minor asthma condition or surgery 10 years ago that requires no further medical care is enough to get you blacklisted forever. So a minor asthma condition 10 years ago is enough to get you blacklisted forever. As a result, some people forego treatment so as not to tarnish their health records. Others withhold information from doctors or ask them to leave details out of the records. Here's a woman who was running her own consulting business but had been rejected for individual insurance because she had a scare over a benign cyst. It was a cyst in her breast. It was benign. It was not malignant, not cancerous. But she was denied coverage because she had a benign cyst. It didn't require anything but, you know, the test, I guess. A consumer survey this year found that 1 in 5 who apply for individual coverage was turned away or charged a higher premium because of pre-existing conditions. Consumer advocates say out-of-date, ambiguous, or even erroneous medical information. You know how erroneous your credit information can be? Erroneous medical information can render people uninsurable. Sometimes the reasons can seem absurd. In a letter to an otherwise healthy recent college graduate, for example, Blue Cross listed among the reasons it denied coverage a past bout of jock itch, quote, successfully treated with cream. So the kid, a recent college graduate, had jock itch. It was successfully treated with cream, but that was enough to get him denied. 349-1320. Gary in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I believe if Hillary and Obama runs together as president and vice president, that they will win the election. But if they run separately, they will not win the election.
All right, now who's on top, Hillary or Obama?
Right now it's Hillary Clinton, because I just talked to a bunch of people back in Kansas, family, and they're all going for Hillary, which is very rare.
Okay. All right.
I tell you why, because women... Well, I've heard a lot of women talking on TV. They will not, or on the radio and TV, they will not vote for Hillary Clinton for some reason. I don't know why. But yet, in the same token, there's still a lot of prejudiced people in this country.
Well, let me tell you something.
They won't vote for Obama.
Well, that's right. And they're also, it's a question of which trumps which. Is it race over gender or gender over race? And Hillary's poll numbers have sort of plummeted at the moment. That doesn't mean anything for a couple of years down the line, but at the moment they have plummeted. Gary, I thank you very much. And here's the thing in broadcast. In broadcast, they used to say you couldn't have women on the air because other women were their harshest critics. And that may still be true. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brian in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. What's the winning ticket, Brian?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, the winning ticket is exactly what you said, Edwards and Obama. You can't beat that. Number one, you already know, statistically, people who come from the South do better.
Okay.
Males that do better from the South, so Edwards got that covered, and then Obama is the new voice and the new, you know, without all the baggage, so we can keep it out.
So you've got, well, geographically, are you saying you've got it covered? Race-wise, you've got it covered? North and South, you've got it covered?
Absolutely. And then the issue of the Clinton thing, it's not even so much gender to me as it is just the Clinton name. So I think just keeping her out of the whole thing altogether is going to help the Democrats.
I think it's because of her personality or her perceived personality. In truth, she's warm and funny in small gatherings, but she's not always perceived that way. And she pisses people off, and she a lot of women don't like her, and
right.
Even more men don't like her. And I'm not sure why. I think she'd be a very good – listen. A shoe would be a better president than the one we have right now.
No doubt. But check this out. Based on what you just said about the women not liking her, then that's even more of a reason for Obama and Edwards, because they love them.
Okay. Yeah, one is the Brett girl. Edwards is the Brett girl. They used to call him that during the last race. And Obama, he's got big ears, but he's very attractive anyway, huh?
Yeah, I think, and I don't think that Edwards has the baggage that a lot of other people have. And so, I mean, like you said, healthcare, great, but he's got to start talking about more things than just that.
Well, he's got to talk about Iraq, too, and he's got to talk about a strategy. And he's got to talk about some investigations. Brian, I thank you very much for the call. Who is the winning ticket? Who's going to do it? You tell me. In Iowa, let's see, Hillary slumped to fourth place with only 10% of the vote among 600 likely Democratic voters. She appeared to be cruising comfortably with a 23-point lead over Democratic rivals in New Hampshire until last weekend when a poll showed her only 1 point ahead of Barack Obama. And I guess CNN had to apologize. Was it CNN or MSNBC had to apologize because they called him Osama instead of Obama? 349-1320. What is the winning ticket? You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, Enid. Looks like we have a truck hit and run southbound Cap City Freeway at Exposition Boulevard. A two-car crash, Auburn Boulevard at Watt Avenue and westbound I-80 just east of Atlantic Street. There's a three-car crash there as well. Hazel Avenue in Phoenix, we have a two-car crash blocking the lane, emergency vehicles. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the Left Zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Don't miss Paul Blanco.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. I'm asking the question, what's the winning ticket for the Democrats in 2008? Hillary's numbers plummeted over the holiday season, but that it's too early. It's too early to really know. But a rock star comes along. You know, you've been working hard. It's a tortoise in the hare. You know, you've been working hard being a tortoise. And then the hare passes you. Well, no, it's the other way around. You're working hard. You know, you're a hard hardworking person, even setting the stage, and she's got the best, the most politically astute person on the planet advising her, which is her husband, and her numbers are plummeting when a rock star comes along like Barack Obama, 349-1320, and John Edwards has declared, what is the winning combination? Does race trump gender? Does gender trump race? Is it an Edwards-Obama ticket? Bill in Nevada City, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. In my opinion, I think it's Edwards, President Obama, Vice President, and the reason for that is I think it's more important that we choose whoever has the best chance of winning. They're all good people. I'm a little bit fearful of Hillary. If she ends up being the candidate, I'd vote for her, but I think the Democrats will shoot themselves in the foot if they run her, if they run Kerry. And Gore is a question mark. That situation might change.
Let me ask you, I don't know if he's interested. A lot of people have brought up Gore. Does he have the same juice now? Does he seem like yesterday's, oatmeal? Does he have the same juice now? Would he come out swinging instead of trying to, wear earth tones and be all things to all people? Does he have the same zets and magic and dazzle as Barack or Edwards? Maybe he has that solidity. It's kind of like our news. I think the reason Katie Couric isn't doing so well is in a post 9/11 world, you want somebody who knows what they're talking about, or you think that they know what they're talking about, delivering your network news to you, even though the whole network news is a dinosaur and dying too. So you don't have to be so cute if you're Charlie Gibson or so on. So I don't know. Is it
my particular? The thing that I've got against Kerry, when they screw him out of the election in Ohio, he just sat back. He didn't fight.
No,
look at what the fellow down in Mexico did. The person that I hoped would have won in Mexico, by golly, they sat back and they fought it when they screwed up election.
Should Edwards?
These guys just stood back and.
Enrolled.
And accepted it.
That's right. Should Edwards? But Edwards was part of that team. Is that going to accrue to him that he didn't stand up and fight it?
I don't think the vice president really could have made a strong fight on that. I think it's up to whoever the president is to make that particular fight. I can't think of any time in history when the vice president instead of the president really came out, or the candidate came out to. Fighting. I could be wrong, but
you would be sort of probably violating protocol. Bill, I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320, Christine and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Christine.
Hey, Enid. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
Winning combination, and even better than a winning combination, a good combination, a successful one that would really be good for the country, would be Gore and Hillary.
Oh, a reversal of Clinton Gore.
It doesn't make a difference which one is president. It doesn't make a difference which one is vice president.
I don't know if they could get elected. I have no doubts that they could be good, but I don't know who could get elected.
I know I would vote for them, and I know a lot of people that would vote for them. Now I agree with you. Okay, but you've got a politically savvy, intelligent woman. You've got an intelligent man who
Win fast, win often.
The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Yeah, they're from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, slow-moving traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road, I-5 and J Street. I think they're, I'm not sure how many cars are involved, but we do have slow traffic because of a traffic incident over there. 50 going over top of the mountain, a little slow. I-5 coming back the other way, just the opposite. We have a three-car crash. Madison Avenue going towards Roseville on I-80. There's a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at 349-1320. The Randy Rhoads Show.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I think the whole world addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The blood of the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love that you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and crying. Practice what you preach. Let you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 Father.
the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. And we're talking about a lot of different things, including what would make the winning ticket for Democrats. Hillary's numbers sort of have fallen rather drastically in the last, over the Christmas holiday season. I mean, maybe everybody's preoccupied, but she's maybe like a point ahead of Barack Obama in some polls when she was leading by 23 points. So it looks like her support is pretty malleable. If you were designing the winning ticket, not only of people who could govern well as president, but people who could actually get elected, what would that ticket consist of? Some of you have said Edwards president, Barack vice president. Some of you have said Hillary president, Barack vice president. Others say Gore president, Hillary vice president. What's the winning ticket for Democrats? Bonnie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
That me?
Yeah, that's you, Bonnie.
I never hear my name.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you, dear.
Thank you.
My winning ticket would be Gore and Barack. And Gore, there's nobody any better qualified, for heaven's sake, than Gore, for heaven's sake.
But is he electable, or does he look like your father's Oldsmobile and too wishy-washy?
I think he would be if people really get the message that this guy, for heaven's sake, he was a vice president for 8 years, for God's sake.
Well, and if he also came out swinging, that would make a difference, too.
Oh, yeah. He needs a whole new PR system here, you know. It's just ridiculous what happened to him. And he's just too nice a guy to have caused a big ruckus. But believe me, this guy is the best qualified, and Obama would be a perfect match for him.
So, all right, so you want to see Gore as president, Obama
yep.
as vice president.
You think
they're electable and they'd be great together?
I think so, as long as the people know that Gore is the guy he really is.
Okay, Bonnie, I thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. I've gotten several of these from you guys, from you, listeners. And apparently, a Bay Area attorney, let me share this with you, because I'm not jumping at it as quickly as some of you are, but his name is Paul Sanford. He was a prominent Aptos, California attorney. He accused Karl Rove of treason in the Plame outing case, and apparently committed suicide from the Embassy Suites Hotel in Monterey Bay on Christmas Eve. Police describe it as, quote, probable suicide, even though it appears that this man, Paul Sanford, was not depressed. And so several of you have sent this to me. Friends and associates expressed disbelief at the news of Sanford's death and that it was ruled a suicide, saying that Sanford seemed happy and had made many plans for this week and in coming months. A business associate and friend said that he and Sanford recently decided to open a shared law office to serve Monterey and Santa Cruz County, something Sanford was looking forward to doing. Also, the wife, Paula, said that she was in shock. I guess Sanford, who was the father of two, was a devoted family man. He would never have intentionally put his family through that trauma. Something's not right. It doesn't make sense. On July 25, 2005, in the James Brady briefing room at the White House, Sanford asked then-Press Secretary Scott McClellan about Karl Rove, accused at the time by Joseph Wilson, the husband of Valerie Plame, of outing his wife as a CIA employee in retaliation for Wilson's op-ed piece published in the New York Times. Wilson criticized the citation of bogus yellow cake documents used as flimsy justification for the war. Well, you know all that. McClellan was flummoxed by Sanford's question. McClellan says, go ahead. Sanford says, yes, thank you. There's been a lot of speculation concerning the meaning of the underlying statute and the grand jury investigation concerning Mr. Rove. The question is, have the legal counsel to the White House or White House staff reviewed the statute in sufficient specificity to determine whether a violation of that statute would, in effect, constitute treason? In other words, the leaking of Valerie Plame, would that constitute treason? McClellan replies, I think that in terms of decisions regarding the investigation, those are matters for those overseeing the investigation to decide. Patrick Fitzgerald decided not to charge Rove in the case, even though, you know, and he goes on, you know, blah, blah, blah. In addition, Sanford was a champion of the downtrodden. He represented homeless people in San